It was originally a two-bedroom, one-bath house with a living room, dining room across the living room, dining room across the front, and also what they used to call a sun parlor. Had a lot with glass, a lot of glass with doors, long vertical windows that would you crank open.
Yes.
Now you're getting back to that same type of thing. And it went out of style, and they remodeled the house, took the sun parlor off, incorporated it in with the living room, and made it just look very different than it did originally. A room and a bath and a big back porch were added in the late 30s, which made it a three-bedroom, two-bath house. You can still see one of the most interesting things to me, and a lot of people that see it now, you can still see the watermark of the flood in some of the closets back behind where they didn't repaint, and the water came up about this deep. Water came up just deep enough to run over into the bathtub. Just ran over into the bathtub.
The room, the house had closets in it?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was not an old, it was not an old style house. It was more or less a contemporary. Well, you look at it right now, it looks just like a contemporary house.
Yes. Now some of the, were there any distinction type houses here built, and you know, they have a fall down the middle of them?
Not in that era. This was a dog site cabin,
yeah.
Which were old plantation style cabins, and they were really, that dog site was probably to catch the breeze. You'd sit in there and it made a sort of a tunnel.
Yeah.
And that's one reason that they had them. Then they began to board up or to enclose those dog sites. They would make another room out of it. But a dog trot cabin is an old style that was in this country for years and years. But not, I don't know anybody who went out and built a dog trot cabin. That was much before my time.
You said you had a gallery going all the way around the house?
That's on the big house. That's on my grandfather's house. That was built around 1905. And that was a Victorian style. They got away. See, the modern houses toward the end of the 1800s and the early 1900s, the modern houses were Victorian. And what we look at now, they look real old, old-fashioned, but those were the latest styles, and it was a new style as compared to your old Greek columns and this type old southern-looking houses. Those were, we think, are much prettier. But in the 1890s, 1900s, they thought that the Victorian was just like the most modern, contemporary house we have now. They,
yeah.
And that was just the latest thing. So that's what they liked. And of course, I always thought it was awful looking. I never did like Victorian house.
Now, in your house, what did you have? Did you have a fireplace?
Well, originally we had gas logs. See, you went through an era when people who had been raised on fireplaces didn't want to see a fireplace.
Yeah.
They had hauled all of the wood and coal they wanted to haul, and our house had central heating with radiators in it. Oh yeah, we had radiators, but they had a big old heater. They had a furnace room. They had a big coal-burning furnace. And we'd have to stoke that thing every night. We'd pile that coal up in there and bank the furnace, and then it would stay with coals in it all night. We'd put the damper down where it wouldn't burn too fast. Then the next morning, the first thing you'd have to do is go in and take a coal scuttle and fire that thing up again. But it kept that house just warm as toast with radiators, is what it was. Now, when we got to be a little bit more of a thing to have open fireplaces, they took the gas logs out, and we had, during a lot of my childhood, they had open fireplaces back in there when we cut wood out here on the place and take it in there. But that's just, not many people had fireplaces